King County faces a major problem. The county doesn't have enough beds for mentally ill people going through the court system. It has nowhere to send them, and some people are being released without treatment. KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
The issue affects people charged with serious misdemeanors and are found not mentally competent to assist in their defense. When that happens, the next question is whether these defendants should be civilly committed. This requires an evaluation by a mental health professional. Problem is, there's no place to put them while they're waiting to be evaluated.
We have no beds. We have no evaluation and treatment facility beds available. And so the court is left with a situation where they have nowhere to send people to.
Amnon Schoenfeld is director of King County's Mental Health, Chemical Abuse, and Dependency Services Division.
And given the fact that these are people who tend to have dangerous backgrounds, have committed serious offenses, and are mentally ill, this is a major concern for public safety.
Schoenfeld explains there aren't many facilities in the region that provide mental health evaluation and treatment. Schoenfeld says that leaves King County with few options. One of the places the court sends these cases to is Harborview Medical Center, the emergency department.
It is part of our mission to take care of the mentally ill, and we're very happy to do it, but there are limits to what we're able to do.
Darcy Jaffe is Harborview's chief nursing officer. It's noon, and the emergency department is relatively quiet. Jaffe says it's typical for this time of day. Jaffe says even though they have experience working with mentally ill people, the court sends them cases that have a forensic component. They require an understanding of the judicial system and handling them in a way that complies with criminal procedures. Jaffe says initially there was a lot of scrambling because it was all new to them. Now they've had some experience to fall back on. But these cases affect the flow of things in the ER.
The jail guards transport them up here, and then they're done with them. So then it's up to us to determine how to make sure that that everybody's safe, because that is that's the first concern that everybody has, and we're able to do that. But it does require resources that we don't that would be otherwise deployed.
Jaffe says patient care isn't compromised, but it means patients who come in for medical emergencies may end up waiting a little longer. And it's not just the ER staff who are stretched. The psychiatrists who do the evaluation are affected, too.
The evaluations take, on average, about 4 or 5 hours. The psychiatrist who may have 10 other patients now has to come down and do this very long evaluation that has a deadline that needs to be done by a certain period of time.
Jaffe says the current way of processing defendants facing civil commitment is not sustainable in the long run. King County wants the legislature to change part of the procedure for mentally ill defendants. It wants the statute to specify that these types of cases be sent to state hospital. In fact, Western has taken these referrals, but early last year, it limited the number of cases it would take. Jane Byer is with the Department of Social and Health Services, the agency that oversees Western. Byer says it doesn't have enough beds for all the forensic referrals that come from King County and from 22 other counties that it serves.
There are many, many competing demands for a limited number of beds that we are trying to balance those demands as best as we can. Every biennium, the legislature decides how many wards will be funded at the state hospital. So we have a fixed number of beds.
There's a staffing issue, too. For example, in 2011, Western received more than 2,300 referrals for these forensic evaluations. It has 24 evaluators to do the job. Byer says it's been difficult to attract psychologists and psychiatrists to work at Western. For one, it can't match private sector salaries, and the kind of psychologists and psychiatrists they're looking for are even harder to find.
There's an additional set of skills that goes with doing forensic evaluations that isn't necessarily part of traditional training for a psychologist.
Hospital officials are meeting with representatives from King County, Harborview, the courts, and law enforcement to come up with solutions. Everybody agrees the current system needs to change so people can get the mental health treatment they need. Beyer says the long-term question is how to provide services in the community to prevent people from entering the criminal justice system in the first place. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.